Well, coming off of an exciting win last Friday night, how is things shaping up so far this week?
We had a pretty good week of practice so far. You know, we started off, we had a few things at the beginning. Had it pitcher week. Pitcher week is almost as bad as a homecoming week, I think, as far as the distractions go. But we had pitchers this week. But we got that done, and we're into our last hard day of the week coming up. Our game isn't until Saturday, so we'll do pregame on Friday and be ready to go, I hope.
How much does playing on Saturday affect your weekly routine at all?
It does. You know, I mean, even the kids, they feel it. You know, I know a lot of kids, I heard them talk about they were going to sleep in until the bus leaves, and I go, no way. I go, I'm getting them up early. Not early. I'm getting them up about 7 a.m., and we're going to bring them to the school here and have them in their gym clothes, and we're going to wake their body up a little bit. We're going to do some warm-up drills right here before we get going. We're even going to go in the weight room. We're going to get a quick light lift just to make sure that they're awake. Go have breakfast down at the Pioneer, and then come back, load up the bus, and go.
When you're used to playing on your body clock at 7 o'clock at night and then playing in the middle of the afternoon, is that an adjustment too?
It really is. You know, and that's the whole purpose of the reason why we're doing what we're doing is, you know, I've had teams where we've had to go and play on Saturday and you just seem kind of out of sync. You're not, you know, your body's not going, and we try to get it moving and try and get that stuff out of us as soon as we can. So that's why I do what I do. I'm a believer in it.
Mm-hmm. What's the mood like? Obviously, everybody was pretty excited Friday night, and has that carried over?
Yeah, well, but by Monday, you know, with things, it's back to the same grind. Mm-hmm. You know, you do your scouting reports and, you know, beginning of the week stuff, and, you know, it's all the same.
Did you guys get excited and cheer when you watched that play again on film?
Oh, you know what? We came in to watch film, but we had a. Our room was being used, and, you know, they've changed the locks around here, so I don't have a key anywhere else. I had breakfast come in. You know, I bought them breakfast burritos and things like that, so we had breakfast together. And I was hoping to watch film, but we didn't do it a whole lot. I mean, we weren't able to do it that day. So we brought them in on Monday, since we had the extra day, and we only watched about, you know, 30 minutes of it or so. So we didn't get to the end of that part.
So
just mainly through the first half.
Uh-huh.
Pointing out the stuff that we need to improve on, you know.
Maybe that, with the physical style that they play and ball control, having faced that last week, and kind of similar to what you're going to see style-wise as far as physical and controlling the ball?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities there. I mean, both offenses, you know, as far as the running game goes, a lot of straight-ahead stuff, a lot of down blocks, a lot of pulling. You know, I think we'll see a lot of that kind of stuff. Truckee, I think, is a little more versatile. They do more stuff like jet sweep and that kind of stuff. You know, so they try and hit the perimeter. Truckee has a lot of different things that they do. I mean, they have a lot of formations. They have a lot of different running plays. But we'll see with the weather. I have a feeling with the weather might limit some of that kind of stuff. So we might have to be able to stand up and just try and duke it out with them there if it's real muddy and everything.
You expecting some wind, some rain?
I think it's supposed to be raining.
Uh-huh.
I heard it's been ugly up there the last couple of days. And according to the last weather report I saw, and that was early this morning, it was pretty much rain all day tomorrow and then rain all day on Saturday.
Now for footing, for you guys, is that's a really soft field from my recollection being there. So
it's horrible most of the time.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it'd be a big challenge, but, you know, they're in the same situation we are. The key, like I was telling our linemen, is you don't let the weather beat you, because they're playing in it too. Don't let the weather beat you. And that's sometimes hard for some people to overcome.
Have they gone back to some of that single wing look or the wing tee look that they used to run?
They have, but they still spread it out all over the place and throw the ball all over the place, so maybe with bad weather, once those footballs soak up a bunch of water, you know, they come away about 10 pounds, I don't know if you'll be able to throw them around as much.
They throw the ball quite a bit?
Yeah, they do. They do. They throw the ball quite a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, more than just play action pass out of wing tee, too. They'll spread it out 4 wide, 5 wide. They'll go empty.
Well, a lot of people don't really realized a lot of the spread formations that the teams play now, a lot of that's really similar to the old wing tee stuff that they used to do years ago, with really similar concepts. And
a lot of Nevada stuff under Coach Alt, you know, even though they were in pistol and that kind of stuff, a lot of that kind of stuff, though, is has a lot of wing tee roots to it, so that they were running. So, you know,
what kind of problems does that present to a defense?
You know, this is what I think about it. The wing tee is a good offense, don't get me wrong, but it's very formation oriented. If you're an undisciplined team, you know, you can get lost. All right, so you have to have developed keys, and you got to use those keys. And we try to get our kids to use those keys as much as possible, because a lot of wing tee football is deception. A lot of times, a quarterback will actually turn his back to the offensive line and hide the football from you, and you don't know who has it. So that's where you have to trust, and you have to use your keys.
They run a lot of misdirection type stuff, cross bucks and stuff like that.
Yep, they do. They do. A lot of reverse pivots out of the quarterback, so you're going to lose the football, you know, the vision of the football. So,
how about their defense? I know, you know, they started the season shutting people down, and then somehow last week Spring Creek scored 63 points on them. So
I heard that.
That game was tied at 34 in the third quarter, and then Spring Creek scored the last 29 points in a row.
I heard they had 7 turnovers in the second half. A couple on those weird kickoffs that Spring Creek does. I mean, we had trouble with that. I think they got a couple off of that. So, yeah, I think they're a lot better team than what that score with Spring Creek showed.
Defensively, they're really physical, fast to the ball. You know, are they really aggressive defensively, do they?
They key well. They hit well. You know, I mean, they've been well coached the last few years. But, I mean, they got their troops rallied up, and they got a good group of kids right now.
Yeah, so they did have a little, you know, couple year lull there after Coach Schaefer retired, and seemed like they were really improved last year from the previous year, and looks like more so this year.
I think they've improved, you know, at least by that much again this year. So I think that they got a core group of guys. I think they've been around for a while and have been playing for a while. Maybe a lot of them started even as sophomores, and so now they're seniors. So, you know, they're a good team. They're a well-coached team.
Now, how do you view the matchup, your style against theirs?
I always like our style. I think our style gives people fits. You know, I think we're hard to prepare for because there's so much you got to do. But so are they. You know, there's so much you got to prepare for them too.
So for you guys to go in Saturday and get a win, Bill, what are going to be the most important things that you get done?
Ball control. We got to keep the chains moving. Got to keep getting first downs. No turnovers. You know, we got to make sure that we have very minimal turnovers. I think the normal stuff you got to try and do every game if you're us. You know, that we've had good games about that. We've had not so good games about that. So, turnovers, getting first downs, controlling the ball, keeping their offense off the field. You know, I'm playing solid defense. That's what we got to do.
All right. Well, good luck Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.